Hello. I thank you for giving me the opportunity for sharing Divrei Torah together. So I would like to learn some Chumash together and then maybe talk a little bit about Shkolim. Let us turn to Perek Chaf Dalet, and here we have to discuss a very basic concept in the whole understanding of Matan Torah, which in turn will affect us in relationship to the Mishkan. So in the first pasuk it says, Vel Moshe Omar Ale El Hashem Ato V'Aaron Nadav V'Aviu V'Shivim Mizikne Yisrael V'Shtachavisem Mirochot. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Parsha zu nemra kodem aseres hadibros, b'dalet sivon nemra lo alei. So Rashi learns that this is out of place, and really it belongs in the middle of Yisro. Now, there is a very basic and very important machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban. I was once zeicher to hear a chumashir from Rav Moshe Eisenman from Baltimore. And he said that he went to Rav Yaakov, and he asked Rav Yaakov, why do they teach Rashi when Ramban is pshat? I was quite taken back. And Rav Yaakov answered him, you're right, but this is how we will do it till Mashiach. Now, what does that mean? So we're going to see it, but there's a very basic point. Let's take an example. We learn Ein Mugdam Umu'uchar Batorah. So the Gemara in Pesachim asks, how do we know it? So the Gemara in Pesachim tells us, we know it because the beginning of Parsh of Sefer Bamidbar starts second month, second year. And then in Parshas Veschanan, a few of the Parshas down, in the middle of it, it says, Hashem tells Moshe to make Korban Pesach on second year, first month. So the beginning started with second month, second year, and later on it's first month, second year. So from there the Gemara says, we learn, Ein Mugdam Umu'uchar Batorah. It's not a historical sequence in Torah. Now comes Rashi. And Rashi says that whenever I'm going to need to put it in a different place because of a chazal or because of something, I'm therefore going to say, Ein Mugdam Umu'uchar Batorah. And this is one of the cases. Rashi says, this parsha, it doesn't belong here. This parsha belongs in the middle of Yisro. And that's really where it belongs. Let's go a little, and let's see what he means. Pasuk Beis, Vayinigash Moshe Levado El Hashem, Veim Lo Yigoshu, they didn't go up. Vam Lo Yale Imo, Vayom Vayobo Moshe came, Vayisape Lo'om, Es Kol Divrei Hashem, Es Kol Amishpatim. Now here is presented a little bit of a difficulty, because what Mishpatim? If you're going to say that this Parsha belongs in the middle of Yisro, there are no Pshat Mishpatim yet, so what is Rashi going to do with that? So Rashi, as we see in front of us, says, Sheva mitzvahs shenitztavnu b'nei Noach, v'shabbos, v'kovod, v'kibur ava'ein, u'par aduma, v'dinim, shenitnu lehem b'morah, that was given in Morah. So these were said. Now, theoretically, they're not really part of Matan Torah. That's for Bnei Noach and for that which we learn tomorrow. But Rashi has a problem because there were no Mishpatim. Vayan kol ha'om kol echad vayom kol advar mashadiv Hashem naase. Vayichtav Moshe Moshe wrote as kol divrei Hashem. Vayashkin baboker, he got up in the morning, he built him his mizbeach, and he put there 12 matzevis for the 12 shvatim. Vayishlach his narei b'nei Yisrael, and they brought olos, karbonis. Vayizbuchu zvachim shlomim Hashem. And Moshe took half the blood, as you do in any agreement, any commitment, as we know by Avraham and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe took half the blood, and he put it Bagonos, and half of it, he was Zorek Al HaMizbeah. Just if you look at the Yonas and Ben Ezeel, he doesn't learn that it's on the Mizbeah. But okay, Vayikach Sefer Abris, he took this Sefer Abris, Vayikra Bozne Om Vayorme Kol Asher Diber Hashem Naase V'Nishma. Here's the famous statement that Klal Yisrael made, Naase V'Nishma. So the way Rashi understands it, this was said before, the actual revelation, and therefore Naase v'nishma. And then, as we know, the Gemara in Shabbos, so the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mi gila roz zeh lebonai. Who taught them this unbelievable secret that only the angels in heaven know about? Well, the way Rashi's learning, it fits in very well. And this is the way Rashi learns it. The Ramban, on the other hand, says, how could Rashi learn that? We have no apparent chazal, which we're going to discuss, and no one told us to do this. So then Ramban goes back to his opinion that you only say Ein Mugdum Amukher when the necessity arises, and there's a chazal and there's something to be able to back it. But otherwise, why should you say it? And therefore, according to the Ramban, it goes in sequence. The Rabban Shom spoke on Har Sinai. After Har Sinai, they learned the end of Yisrael. They learned all of Mishpatim. Moshe was teaching it, and when he came down, so they learned all of Mishpatim. And therefore, the pasuk that says all Mishpatim would fit very well. And then he read what he had brought down and what he had heard, and then they made the covenant, the bris, and then they said Naase V'Nishma. So according to the Ramban, the Naase V'Nishma comes later, and it doesn't work the way we thought it works. And I asked Reb Zev Holberman Zatzal, what are you going to do with the Gemara according to Ramban? According to Ramban, Migila Rozeh, they just saw the revelation. They saw the fires. They saw the whole deal. So what does that mean about the Kabbalah of the Naase V'Nishma? So he told me it means it's going on the rest of the Torah. And that which they had seen and everything, that was. So there is, according to the Ramban, there is Matan Torah, that happens in Yisrael, and then there's Bris HaTorah, and that happens in Mishpatim. And therefore, there are two different things happening at two different times, according to Ramban. According to Rashi, there's Matan Torah, so to say, how the Rabban Yishom came to give it, and there is Bris HaTorah, how the Klal Yisrael accepted it at that time. And therefore, they are coming at the same time, according to the way Rashi understands it. Now, it's very interesting is that there is a mechilta. And the Mechilta is found in Parshas Yisrael. And in the Mechilta, it says what happened on each day. So in Mechilta, Parsha Gimel, it says in Parshas Yisrael, Vayom Hashem al Moshe leich alohem v'kidashtem hayom. That's Yom Revi. Yom Chamishi, v'yom necholonim yul yom ha-shlishi, v'yom shishi shenitna bo Torah. Uma osa Moshe b'chamishi. What did he do on the fifth? Hashkein baboker, he got up in the morning, bonem mizbeach, shenema v'yashkein baboker, v'yivem mizbeach tachas ha-hor, and he put up the 12 matzevos for the shifte Yisrael. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says it. The Chachomim say there were 12 matzevos for an each shevet, bonem mizbeach, hikrivel of Ola Shlomim, took from the dam of the Ola, and he did his whole procedure. Well, then, according to this Mechilta, that which is described happening in Mishpatim, it seems that it was in Yisrael. Because here's an open Mechilta saying, like Rashi. So we have Chazal on both sides, and it's important to understand the sequence. Now, this sequence comes up again when we talk about the Mishkan. The way we speak about the Mishkan was the following. The Rabbeinu Shalom, we had Matan Torah, and then we have in Parshas Kisisa, Vayiten al Moshe kechalosa ledaber, when he finished speaking to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and then the nation saw that Moshe hesitates to come, and they go through the whole event of the Egel Azov. And Rashi there says, Vayiten al Moshe ein mugdom umucha b'Torah. Maisa Egel, the event of the Egel, kodem litzivui melechas hamishkan, yomim rabim, many days before there was the Egel, because on the 17th day of Tammuz, the Luchos were broken. He went back up, came down, went up again. Uviyom HaKippurim Nisrat HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yisrael. And he wanted it Ulamachros, after Yom Kippur, Hischil, they started B'Nidvas HaMishkan, B'Hukam, and it was a put up B'Echod B'Nisan. So according to Rashi, there was Matan Torah, and then there was the Egel. They lost that closeness. They begged the Rabbeinu Shalom for a chance to get back. So the Rabbeinu Shalom told them about a Mishkan. So you'll have to say that Truma Tetzav, according to Rashi, was said after Matan Torah, and that was the concept and the commandment. And then by Yaakov Pekude, which seems to be just a review, but by Yaakov Pekude is the doing and the making of that Mishkan. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban says, what is Rashi talking? It's way out of order. So according to the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Shalom gave Torah, and Klal Yisrael was on such a high madrega that they wanted to maintain it. They begged by the Rabbeinu Shalom, so he said, Truma Tetzaveh, build a Mishkan. Then, Klal Yisrael, however it happened, a very difficult parsha, and they did the Egel, and they lost their position. They did Tshuva, Hashem, Hashem, Kerachum, and then they came back and they begged, can we get back in? So Rabbeinu Shalom told them, Vayakel Pekude. So according to the Ramban, it goes in a straight sequence. Truma Tetzaveh, Kisisa, they lost it. Vayakel Pekude, they got it back. According to Rashi, Matan Torah, Egel, Truma Tetzave, as the commandment of the idea, Vayakel Pekuze, the building of it. So it's a totally different presentation when we learn like Rashi, or we learn like Ramban. And this machlokes comes up many, many times in Chumash. And if you look very carefully, Rashi learns with the Chazal. How did the Chazal learn? How do they explain it? And the Ramban, on the other hand, is learning to learn pshat, in how the words, the setting, will work together. He's not concerned with the Chazal as much as he is concerned in that of pshat. And it was different than I always thought, Rashi's pshat, but the more you see it and the more I learn Chumash, I see exactly what Rav Moshe Eisenman means and what Rav Yanke Zetzal means, that that's really the right way, but this is how we do it. We do it with Rashi. This week is going to be the first of the four special Shabbos. The four are, as we know, Shkolim, Zohar, Purah, and Chodesh. One might think that they are separate Shabbos that were told to us to keep. Now, Shkolim, as we know, was that which was given by everybody. It was collected from the beginning of Adar, and if not, so then you'd have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and this was for public korbanos. And it was that way because the Pasuk says we, individually, are bringing the korbanos, but we're not there, so we give the money, and the money makes it like we're there to bring the korbanos. So therefore, it's the collection of the money on Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now, the giving of the Shkolim is a tremendous and a very important event, so much so that we see that the Gemara in Megillah tells us that Haman made a cheshbon, and he did the mathematical calculations, and he said, if I could buy Klal Yisrael, I will be in control. So therefore, I will pay machzis ha-shekel for the basic number of what Klal Yisrael is, which is 600,000. Well, we give machzis ha-shekel when we're 20, and the Pasuk tells us we live till 70, 80, so we go from 20 to 70, that's 50 years of giving machzis ha-shekel, which is 25 shkolim. 25 times 600,000 is 15 million. And the exchange rate is from there to what Haman was using was a exchange rate of 1 to 1500, which you'll come and make the cheshbon. You'll see that the 10,000 pieces that he wanted to give to Achashverosh, and that's the way the Tosfos learns the Megillah, was the machzis ha-shekel. So he understood, which is one of our problems, is we think that our enemies don't know everything about us. And just like in concentration camps, they said on Purim, you think that we're gone, we're here. They thought, you know, they understood what it's all about. Haman was the father of all of these people, surely understood it. So, but we will give shkolim. Now, the Sfarim tell us it doesn't apply today, but the fact that we want to give it shows how much we want to go back to the Beis HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim. And it's such a great and wonderful moment that we want to go back. So therefore, we will read Shkolim. But what is the sequence that happens? So Svarim tell us, Shkolim, everybody gives a machtis. Whether the poor, whether the rich, everyone gives a half. Why is it we're giving half? Because half means I need you, and you need me, to make a complete setting. Klal Yisrael, as has been said in many Chazal, and Haman knew it, that Klal Yisrael's Hatzlocha can only be when there is Achdus, oneness, in the nation. And therefore, Machzis HaShekel, we give half, you give half, we're creating one. Our acceptance of Hashem, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Now, I understand Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that speaks of the acceptance of Hashem. But what is Shema Yisrael in that statement? So the Maral tells us that Shema Yisrael, we're talking to one another. In order for us to continue and say, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we must be Echad. And that's why if you look in very good Sidurim, before Shema Yisrael, it says, you should have Kavana, V'ahavta L'reicha Kamocha. We need Achtus. Achtus does not mean that we are going to have the same outlook on Yiddishkeit. It means we're going to love each other because we created B'Tselem Elokim, and in the Tselem Elokim, it demands that you have Elokus, and I have Elokus, and together the Elokus is one, and we're going to unite. So Chazal tells us over and over again, without the Achdus, Klal Yisrael can't. So in America, they have an election, 51% of the people want a certain person, 49% of them want the other, so they give it to the 51%, even though half the country doesn't want it. So therefore, there's no togetherness in the country. Klal Yisrael has to work by Achdus. Shkolim is to make Achdus. Once we made Achdus, we can now go to the next parsha. Parshas Zachar. Zachar is to make it that we remember, that we don't forget what Amalek is. Amalek attacked us. If Amalek would have attacked us for land, we would have understood it. If Amalek would attack us for money, we would understand it. Amalek attacked us just because we represent Hashem, and they wanted to bring down the Rabbeinu Shalom. As we know, Chazal say, they took the foreskin of the bris, and they threw it at us, to be mevazeh, the whole thing. We can overcome all our enemies, even arch enemies, if we have the Achdus. We can overcome everything. So therefore we go from Shkolim to Zachar. If we can overcome Zachar, Amalek, we can then begin to purify ourselves. And with the purification comes about through Parshas Parah. So we will come and do Parshas Parah. And Parah is purification for all of the different settings that we became Tomei, even though it's really for Tumas Meis, but includes others. And once we've done that, we're now ready for Hischadshus, a newness, to become new in our Kabbalah, to become new in our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom. And therefore, we have this sequence. And in that sequence is where we're going to be able to reach greatness. Mishenichnas Ador marbim b'simcha. What simcha? What joy? So great people taught us the simcha of shaloi osani goy, that we have a special connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We have a connection that we're unique people, and that special setting, and the world knows it. I say this story over many, many times. My wife and I, many years ago, took our children to the Statue of Liberty on Chol HaMoed. We were waiting online, and there was a Japanese family, five families ahead of us. And the man said to his family, I want you to turn around and look at that man and his family, because those are God's people in this world. And I want you to see God's people. My wife and I were on vacation in Niagara, and a guy comes over to me and says, can I take your picture? I said, if you want to waste your film, please. But why do you want to take my picture? Because I live in a town that has no Jews. And I read the Bible, and in the Bible it says Jews are the chosen people. So I want to take a picture, bring it home, and show my family what God's people look like. We stand with a very unique setting, and the Rabbeinu Shalom is constantly giving us opportunities to be close to him. And now that we come to this great month of Adar, and it's the Simcha Shaloi Asani Goy, he gives us this chance to come, to purify ourselves, to unite. And in the unification, we can come to the wipeout of our enemies, to purify, and to come to a newness in our relationship. And through that, we could be zeicher to see the geula. We're living in very, very difficult times. What happened last Friday in Eretz Yisrael with those two wonderful, beautiful children and that kollel guy, it's very, very difficult. Pure people, pure karbonis being brought. So we don't know what's going on. Something's happening. And we hope that if we do the right thing, this will be the great moment that everyone has been waiting for, that we should be zeicher, that you and I should still have the chance this year not to talk about Korban Pesach, but to be able to be makriv the Korban Pesach, to eat the matzah in the morah with the Korban Pesach. In Yerushalayim HaKodesh, b'meirah b'yameinu, ahyadei, b'shiach tzedkenu, b'meirah b'yameinu. Have a wonderful Shabbos.